Listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
Yes, at that time of the morning, we are joined by our very own Professor Andre Duvanaga. Good morning, Prof, and tell us how you're doing.
Good morning, Shafat. No, I'm fine over here in Potchefstroom. Beautiful morning, already at the gym, coming back, making breakfast, so I'm fine over here.
Yes, Prof, looking at the weekend headlines, perhaps Juju made the biggest headlines this week and has come with with a compromise with the cliques. And there's also been, allegations of ANC and the EFF working hand in hand on this scenario. And perhaps, even the company that was involved has perhaps ANC members owning it. Prof, there was scenario going through on some of the multimedia. How would you react to that? Is that just conspiracy theories? Or is there something, that we don't know as South Africans between an unholy alliance?
You know, Shafat, in my world, there's always conspiracy theories. And the moment there's a conspiracy theory is when people do not understand their environment or all the information is not available. Now, I am basically, as an academic, against the concept of conspiracy theory. I believe we must try and understand, we must work from a principle or a norm, and you must verify your facts and information. But in this case, it seems to me as if there are too many coincidences. Let's take, for example, and now I'm in a way quoting Steve Hofmeyer. It was a black company developing an advertisement supported by black management and black ownership, addressing a racial issue, getting advantage for certain political parties and maybe for the institution in terms of publicity. So, Shafat, I think there's a bit more to this. I am reading an element of political strategy into this. And my honest take on it is there are three or maybe more reasons, but the most important reasons are that the EFF need publicity. There's a group within the ANC aligning with the EFF. And that is the group that is running into trouble at the moment with regard to the COVID process as much, but the whole process of corruption, nepotism, as well as the investigations of the Zondo Commission. And then the company is benefiting from this. So there are too many things here. And I honestly believe there are a bit of strategy involved. This may be a well-planned activity to gain racial momentum. Because if any group is running into trouble, a black group in South Africa, they like to play the racial card. And this is what is happening here.
Yes, sir, Prof, as you said, the racial card is being played, but very selectively, and which is very unfortunate for the citizens of this country. And also, we notice a spike in crime, a spike in carjacking, a spike in robbery when it comes to, lifting up the levels of COVID-19 and the pandemic. What's going to happen, Prof, when we go to level zero? Will this country go into mayhem and chaos?
Well, Shafat, let's be honest. COVID-19 was a flu epidemic. And nothing more than a flu epidemic. It gave politicians the opportunity to rule, to exercise power, to channel finances. And I have received information of senior politicians in a province receiving millions of rands through COVID processes, which came directly to their pockets through third parties. So, that is, in a nutshell, the scenario, but I cannot see that continuing. I believe we will go down to level one sooner rather than later, probably within the next week. And I think it is the right decision. But we have seen the implications of this for the economy. Between the first and the second quarter of this year, the economic growth was a negative factor of minus 16.3%. And Shafat, that we cannot afford. I honestly tell you that there are two things that is critical to the stability of our country. That is financial sustainability, especially within the civil service, which seem to be more problematic. The other one is elite consensus. And it seems that both are facing some major challenges at this point in time.
Yes, sir. Prof, what is worrying is that the value system is eroding. There's no respect for the elders. There's no respect for anyone. You know, I'm looking at an article which says, are we turning our back on religion? Prof, what's your take on that?
Yes, I think that is true to a certain extent. It is, maybe I must say there are two conflicting lines I'm picking up in the world environment. The one is the Huntington thesis of culture and reading religion within culture as culture is to die for. That religion is becoming more important, civilizations are more important. We have seen rallying throughout the world in terms of the Islam, in terms of Christian faith, in terms of Confucian culture patterns in China, and so on and so on. That is definitely a line that I am picking up. But at the same time, especially in your Western and your leading Western countries, who are basically still the leaders in terms of, let's say, the good life or the best life for all, I am picking up a strong tendency of secularization, people becoming loose of their religion, of their church life, etc. And in a South African context, it's very interesting that the influences of the churches and the church communities are probably at its lowest level since 1994.
Prof, absolutely. And finally, before I let you go, we see that Fikile Mbabula wants to have a taxi in Durban in October. I mean, will it be the same they have in Durban, but the taxi gets the last say and they say it's our way, you go back, we're going back to the highway. How do you react to that, Prof?
Shafat, I didn't hear you completely clearly. Can you just rephrase that question? There was something
okay
on the line there.
Yes, it's about the taxi in Durban that will be held in October, where Fikile Mbabula says that there'll be new restructuring. But we know for a fact that the taxi will dictate to the government and they'll tell them, we go back to the highway, our way. Your comments?
Yes, Shafat. Without any doubt, the taxi industry is one of the most influential industries in South Africa. And with influence, I'm talking political influence. And it's quite interesting that the majority of murders that are taking place in South Africa are related to the taxi industry. And the majority of unsolved murders are also related to the taxi industry. And somewhere we need to bring them to a table to discuss the future, to see what is going on. So in principle, it is a positive step. But I believe if you bring them together, they will form a political organization and they are going to press for more support, more freedom, etc. It was very interesting that, you know, the George Orwell principle of all are equal, but some are more equal than others. During COVID-19, the taxi industry was more equal than others. And this is telling us a story on their own. And I know that influential politicians, including people like Jacob Zuma, has close connections to the taxi industry. Many people are asking questions about why they are not paying taxes and what is going on there. And I think we have reason for concern. We created an animal that is in a way out of control.
Absolutely, Prof. You have a beautiful day ahead. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, Shafat.
That was the Professor Andre Dubenager keeping us up to speed. Yes, the taxi industry Yeah, they're still a rule the roost. Well, Amaz, a big jazakallah khaira to you and you for tuning into Markaz al-Sahaba this morning, the voice of the Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.